Welcome back. Welcome to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Chad Ellis, producer, caught me off guard with that music. Tony Colombo here, Bo Matthews here as well, and welcome to 2020, the first edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors in the new year, in the new decade.
It is. It's all brand new.
It is all brand new, and we are so glad that you are joining us. How was your New Year's?
Quiet. Yeah? Until midnight. And I actually have audio, and I actually would love to play it for you from my neighborhood. Now, in your neighborhood, were you at home?
I was.
And was there noise?
There was a lot of noise.
Firecrackers?
Firecrackers, fireworks.
Firearms?
Yes. I believe so.
Buddy.
Definitely some fireworks.
There are plenty of fireworks.
More than I expected.
Check this.
Let's put it that way.
Fireworks.
Uh-huh.
Listen in the background.
Da, 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 da.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And that wasn't any of me. I didn't do anything. I just sat out there and.
But the difference is where you live, it's legal. Where I live, it's not. And it was still going big time.
But is it really legal? You can shoot your guns in the air?
Well, not the guns, but the fireworks, right? The fireworks are legal.
Fireworks,
where you live.
Yeah, there's no rules there.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's fireworks are illegal where I live.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop anybody.
So I got about a minute and a half of the audio, and then there was a lull. So I was like, okay, I stopped my recording on my phone. I walked back in the house. It went on for another 15 minutes.
Wow.
But
wow.
Eventually, people realized ammo's expensive.
Yeah, right.
Fireworks were out. But yeah, it was crazy. I sat out there and...
Ted, did you go out?
Well, I work at a club, so I was there all night, and then...
And I know you, because you worked... The morning show on New Year's Day.
What? Yep.
So you had to be here at
5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Yep.
So did you even go to bed?
I did. I took like a nap.
Lies. All lies. You're still wearing the party all night shirt. What is that? Pan. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, you and I were texting at 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we were.
So Happy I know New you. Year. I knew you were up then. Because we were texting because you were reminding me to be on, and that was. Interesting, but yeah.
So did you have a quiet Tony? Did you
have a morning?
Tony, did you have a quiet?
I had another quiet.
I'll tell you what, you had a heck of an afternoon on New Year's Eve day.
Yes.
So that was really cool to hear.
Yeah, that was fun. That was the second year we were able to do this the variety show on the Dave Glover Show, where it was a New Year's Eve variety deal where we had live music, live comedy, and a whole lot of
everything.
Fun
it was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you orchestrated all that. That was just impressive.
It was fly by the seat of my pants.
That's my favorite
but
kind after of radio.
But after that, we just laid low and. And didn't do a whole lot.
Right.
Like I'm on New Year's Eve, I either want to go big or just go or just, you know, stay at home and do nothing.
One
like
of the cool
I either
things.
Want to go out.
Right.
Or just lay low.
New Year's Day, received a picture from a friend of mine of him, and I thought of you because he was holding a Tommy gun. And it was everybody dressed in period clothing of the 20s, the roaring 20s, right? Mm-hmm. So the daughter had this huge roaring 20s party, and everybody was dressed up for it. It was like, where'd you get all those costumes? It was really cool that people got into it that much.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of party animals that I know, joining us now, as he does every week at the beginning of the show, is Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Aaron, welcome to 2020. How's it going, my friend?
Good. How are you?
I am well. What did you do? Did you go out on New Year's Eve, or did you lay low like me?
Yeah, lay low. Yeah. Absolutely lay low.
Was your did your neighborhood light up at midnight?
No, it was pretty quiet.
What?
Yeah, good for you. I was watching some like online countdown, and so I was at like 45 seconds to go, and then all the fireworks started. My New Year's was on delay.
Oh no, the buffer. Dang, I hate the buffer.
Yeah. So a new year, a new legislative session about to kick off. It's a presidential election year, Aaron. So, I mean, it's going to, you know, be another crazy year. What kind of effect does, going into a new legislative session where laws could be changing, does that motivate people who are shopping in your store? And the fact that it's another presidential election, does that motivate or change the way people buy firearms? Like, what are you looking forward to in 2020 as far as the gun industry is concerned?
Well, I think that we're going to see some changes with medical marijuana and how that's legislated. Absolutely. That's now legal in Missouri. Recreational marijuana is now legal in Illinois. Mm-hmm. We've been getting people in the store that are, I guess, confused.
Yeah.
We had one gentleman in the store who got an Illinois driver's license so he could buy recreational marijuana in Illinois, but lives in Missouri and then was unable to buy a firearm because he didn't have a FOID card, wanted to buy a handgun. And so we explained to him that you got to have a FOID card and you've got to have the handgun transferred to a dealer in Illinois. And he just kind of looked at us. He's like, "You're kidding, right?" And we're like, "No." He's like, "But the whole idea of me getting an Illinois driver's license was so I could get recreational marijuana." And we were like, "And you might want to look at this number here on the background check."
Aaron, hold on just a second. What are you saying? What kind of card does an Illinois resident need?
FOID card. Yeah, explain what a FOID card is, Aaron.
So it's a firearms owner identification card.
Okay.
So it's a card basically that Illinois issues. It's good for a number of years, and it's a background check that they've done showing that you're qualified to have a firearm. And then when you come into a dealer, you'll get another background check done.
And right now in the state, coming back to Missouri, and this is something that, Aaron, you and I have been talking about, and State Rep Nick Schroer have been talking about for well over a year now. Now that medical marijuana has arrived here in the state of Missouri, there's going to be some confusion because you could get prescribed marijuana by your doctor, but then that would technically make it illegal for you to purchase or even own a firearm. Is that correct? Because that has not been, that hasn't been reconciled yet, has it?
Yeah, so it has been kind of reconciled.
Okay.
There was a court case that actually went through the Illinois where a woman in Chicago had a FOID card and a CCW permit and a medical marijuana card, and the police showed up at her house, seized all of her firearms. And what happened is, boiling down, it went through the court system into the federal court, and the federal court said, "Illinois, you were wrong to come in and revoke her FOID card, CCW card, and confiscate her firearms. You need to restore the FOID and the CCW and return all of her firearms." And then they told her, "You can have all these things back. However, you can no longer buy firearms from the date of your medical marijuana card forward." Okay, so this is buy them in a store, buy them via a private sale, like no more firearms for you. Okay, so the answer is like yes and no, right? So like you can have your guns, but you're stuck with the guns you've already got. And in her case, they already know what you've got.
So are you saying that it's illegal to have a pistol or a rifle with you in your vehicle transporting if you have a medical marijuana card, but you can own them and keep them in your home?
So under the Missouri statutes now, it is illegal to have a firearm and a controlled substance. Mm-hmm. And there is no little asterisk on that law that says if you have a medical marijuana card, that's okay. So hopefully the Missouri legislature will figure out, some exemptions this coming session, or Health and Human Services will say, okay, well, it's not a controlled substance if it's medically prescribed or whatever. But I've not seen any clarification on that. So what you get told at Southern Armory if you come in to get your CCW permit is, if you go get a medical marijuana card, realize you're not buying any more firearms from the date of issuance forward, either from dealer or from private party. And it is highly suggested that if you are going to go out outside of the confines of your home, right, you do not have a firearm and a controlled substance in your possession together, right? It's one or the other, not both, because Missouri's got to figure out what's going on. And then on a side note here, keep in mind, you know, taking marijuana across state lines is going to provide some additional issues, right, when you go from Missouri to Illinois or Illinois to Missouri. So that is one thing that I have seen in comments on some of these news stories. You know, Missouri residents are like, well, I'm going to Illinois to buy my marijuana. And it's like, yeah, but you're going to have to come back to Missouri, right? So if you look at, like, Colorado and Kansas, we were doing gun shows in Colorado and Kansas and Oklahoma and whatnot. But when we were out in Colorado, we were going into Colorado. It was no big deal. We were coming back from Colorado. It said, on the highway, there was a sign that said drug checkpoint ahead. So we all looked at one another, right, because we've got a trailer full of guns and ammunition and magazines.
Sure.
So we're like looking at one another like, well,
we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah, the drug checkpoint's not a big deal, right? I mean, there's no drug
right.
in there.
But still, that's funny.
We're going to have to explain, like, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
If they want to unload this trailer, well, you know, we're going to be here a while because it takes us quite a while to unload and load when we get to these shows.
Right. And that all stems from the fact that these states are passing these laws allowing either recreational marijuana or medical marijuana or both, and it's still illegal federally. Exactly. Yeah, Aaron, before we let you go, we're almost out of time, but if people are ready to purchase their first firearm or their 100th firearm in 2020 and they want to do so at Southern Armory, how can they find you, all that good stuff?
Right, yeah. So come into Southern Armory. We're located 1 mile east of 270 and 44, 9901 Watson Road, and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
Chad Ellis never misses.
Yeah, he doesn't. And then you can get on Facebook. We've got Second Amendment Radio. We do some live streams, talk news stories. We've got Southern Armory on Facebook. We did some on January 1st. We started the new year off right, and I broke down a piece of American history and M1 carbine all the way down. Every pin, every spring, all the way down. Guy found it in his dad's house after his dad passed away, and he wanted it. It was really gunked up with, you know, oil and grease, and you could tell it hadn't been used in quite a while. We brought it back to its glory.
Nice.
And you can look for that video. It was a two-part video, one of disassembly, and then we put everything in a parts cleaner, cleaned them, and then still had to put oil and scrub manually for a while, but the gun turned out great.
That's the kind of very educational, very interesting stuff that you can find on the Southern Armory Facebook page. Of course, SouthernArmory.com also to learn more about Southern Armory. Aaron, Happy New Year, and it's great to talk with you. We'll talk to you next week.
Definitely be here next week.
Yep, sounds good. All right, we are going to take a break. When we get back, the guys from Osage County Guns going to be joining us here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo in studio with my partner, Bo Matthews, producer Chad Ellis, and, as I mentioned in the last segment, John and Jake from Osage County Guns, and now in studio with us for the rest of the show. Great to see you guys. How's it going?
Hello. Awesome.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Always always great to have you guys in studio. I'm sure you're looking forward to, this will be your first
full year.
Out there in Wright City. We're going to talk to Jamie Lane from the Let's Go Fishing show that is in town this weekend here in just a second, and then I want to catch up with you guys. As we wrapped up 2019, how thrilled were you guys with how everything rolled out for you beginning here in Wright City and getting, you know, established?
Yep. We're very happy, just with, you know, the year we had. It was I want to say a challenging year because of the logistics of the move and opening the store. And so, you know, we did a lot in a year. We on the way in, we looked back and we were chatting. We said, wow, it's been a year. And
I'm tired.
We are tired. It was a very hectic year. And then it didn't let up through the Christmas season. So the last month has run us ragged. And now we start show season. So
yeah,
the chaos continues through SHOT SWAT show here in January.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little outdoor stuff right now, and it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They're a full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts, especially on the AR platform. They are a concierge gun service half a mile east of 270 on Manchester Road on the south side. RazorbackArmory.com is their website.
Mm-hmm. And as you guys know, I am a huge fishing enthusiast. It is my jam, and that's why I am really excited right now to talk to Jamie Lane about a great event that is happening as we speak in Collinsville, Illinois. The Let's Go Fishing Show is happening. Jamie, great to talk with you today. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So tell folks about what's happening this weekend.
We have the Let's Go Fishing Show. This is the 27th year. It's here at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville. It's going all weekend. So what we've got at the show, there's 125 exhibitors, fishing-related products and services, rods, reels, tackle, bait, electronics. We've got fishing boats, resorts. Our admission is only $7 to get in at the door for adults, and we have kids pricing at $350 a day for kids 6 to 15, and 5 and under is free. So we have no charges for parking, so it's an affordable show and a lot of great shopping. You can stock your tackle box for 2020.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
And one of the biggest draws is our free seminars. So once people are into the show, they can do all the activities within the show. There's no extra charges for all the things that are inside the show. So we've got 30 seminars over the course of the 3 days that are free, and they're from top professionals in the fishing world, like Major League Fishing, Brent Chapman, and we've got Chris Zaldane, and we've got, for crappie, we've got Wally Marshall, who's Mr. Crappie. There is a lot of well-known speakers that are giving these free seminars so you can meet the pros and learn from the best. And then we have all these kids' activities inside the show as well, so it's a very family-friendly event, fun for everybody, and there's a fish pond inside where we've got 1,500 bluegill and people can catch and release. So,
super cool. I love that.
It's a great way to instill the love of the outdoors and fishing in your kids.
Yeah, amen.
Well, Stream Adventures, Brian Wortle, he was on this show a month ago when you were on vacation, Tony. He actually called and said, hey, can you go fishing today? And I was like, I can't go fishing today. And so I'm looking at the forecast, and it should be a good weekend for your show. 39 is a high on Saturday and 53 on Sunday. And the reason I bring that up is because people that are on the cusp of, well, do I want to go fishing when it's 50 degrees or should I just go to the show and collect data? You probably want to go to the show.
Yes.
And you can fish inside at our show.
There you go.
Scratch that itch.
So if you're listening to us on a Saturday, you have until tonight at 7, and then all day Sunday until 4. If you're hearing this on Sunday, you have until 4 this afternoon to get out there. Jamie, before we let you go, one more time, what is the best way for people to learn a little bit more about the show and your closing times and all that so they can get out there and make sure they don't miss it?
Go to gatewaycenter.com, and also we have a Facebook page, Let's Go Fishing Show, and we've got the times, the admission. We have coupons also. I should mention a $1 off coupon and also buy one, get one kids coupon. So nice. Print those off before you head on over to the show.
Yeah, what a great time. Bring your family, bring your kids. The Let's Go Fishing Show is a whole lot of fun. Jamie, thanks so much, and good luck with the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a good weekend. All right. And as I mentioned, Jake and John from Osage County Guns in studio with us. I want to ask you guys something that I just asked Aaron from Southern Armory. As we go into this new year, 2020, here in the state of Missouri, right off the bat, the legislative session starts. So that, you know, means that new laws are going to be debated and maybe some laws may change. And there's always, you know, gun bills that are being debated. And then not only do we have the legislative session, but we are looking at a presidential election. And that always seems to, you know, the Second Amendment issue always influences the presidential election as well. What are you guys looking forward to as far as the gun industry in 2020? Do you expect the legislative session and the presidential election to have a lot of influence on the way people are purchasing guns?
You know, I think at the least, I'll say, I think in general, there's some anxiety.
Yeah.
Because we just don't know what to expect. There's this tension, obviously, politically throughout the country. And I think we've seen a lot of people who have been cautiously buying firearms over the last few years that, that they've wanted. They might be like bucket list firearms. If they found them, they have been buying them. But it's still a great buyer's market. You know, if you're on the fence about something, you probably are going to have a hard time in the future finding prices as low as they are across the industry, which is the Trump effect. So if you've been on the fence, buy it because, you know, if there is a, you know, instability, if you know, something progresses with impeachment, or if somehow somebody comes out, you know, of the ashes or out of nowhere and somehow Trump is defeated, there will be a run like we've never seen, I think. And the rhetoric for, you know, against the Second Amendment from the left is solid and strong, and, and they'll go for broke this time. Because with, you know, with the things that have happened on the Supreme Court under Trump, I think that they know that everything on their agenda is on the line. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're going to hold anything back, especially the way we've seen them fiercely attack Trump.
Right.
You know, they'll come, you know, after our Second Amendment rights, and Virginia has been discussed a lot. That's, I think, a good test case. They're pushing the envelope as hard as they can in Virginia, and you know, threatening the use of the National Guard to enforce these really restrictive, abusive firearm laws.
Yeah, wherever we see the Democrats get control, you know, we're talking about red flag laws, gun restraining orders, and like you said, just pushing it as far to the left as they can, as far as limiting your Second Amendment rights. Jake, did you have a thought?
Well, I was just going to say, with the political debate, you know, my personal fear is more on the state side, not necessarily the federal government side. I mean, the presidential kind of that's going to do a massive shift, but the states can overturn and make things more problematic and implement laws faster than federal can. So I'm more curious, and I'm more worried about Virginia's situations happening in Maryland and last year, and all these other states that are coming in, and they're going to slide a bunch of stuff in. It's going to trump what the federal does anyway, if the state wants to. So I, as a patron out there, as a Second Amendment owner, not only am I looking at that, but I'm really more focused on where do I live and what's going to impact me where I live first, and make those a priority to get involved with. And then second of all, obviously the presidential election is going to be huge.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that can happen in your own neighborhood that if you're not aware of it and you're not taking the time to take a look at it, it can come back and bite you. And you'll find yourself going, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah. And then that's too late.
Well, the Illinois listeners are more directly impacted by the state's politics than Missouri. But Illinois has been working to restrict access and implement pretty onerous restrictions on licensed, you know, gun dealers in the state, which a lot have opted to just close up shop as opposed to attempt to afford compliance because they just simply don't have the business to afford.
Yeah, and that's probably what the state wants. They would probably rather just scare these people away than actually have to fight them in court. And, you know, on the national level, the running joke was that Barack Obama was the greatest gun salesman of all time. And I think there's some truth to that. But the truth, at least in my opinion, is that Donald Trump hasn't been the greatest Second Amendment defender in the world. I mean, we've seen him show some support for different red flag laws and issues like that. Obviously, I mean, I don't really care about bump stocks, but he was the one, you know, that said, let's eliminate, you know, let's make these illegal. Has there been any nervousness about where do you guys come down on Donald Trump and the way that the federal government has handled Second Amendment rights in the last few years?
Not to sound like a weird conspiracy theory guy, but I
next,
let's go.
Next our weird conspiracy comment.
Right, so I love weird conspiracy theories, so let's do it.
Hey, I'm not a Trump basher by any means. You know, I personally didn't vote for him, but I see what he's done, and he's done some good for our country for sure. But there isn't a politician in this planet, especially in a presidential situation, that's not going to CYA their own self. So
right,
and there's always
he's
a give and take.
Certainly been way better than a Democrat. No doubt about that.
No doubt,
but he's not been the staunch defender that
right.
I think some people.
And I think when it comes down to it, if he has to do some stuff to save his own bacon in his quote unquote job, and or there's always going to have to be some give and take. to get certain things done. There's never going to be a one-sided deal.
He's always flexible, I think, is the concern. Mm-hmm. He is flexible on points for negotiation purposes.
It's the art of the deal. He's always willing to negotiate.
Exactly. And so that's what really puts a lot of, you know, gun enthusiasts and owners on edge, because while in general he supports – He does support the Second Amendment and the industry. Unfortunately, we have seen times where there are positions which become negotiating points, which are, you know, those positions that he takes are not necessarily in line with our industry and Second Amendment supporters.
When it comes to his sons, they're both hunters.
Yes.
And I think that's a good thing, because In any of our lives, we kind of have our own board of directors, right? You have your friends, your uncles, your dad, whatever. You know, your own board of directors. Your mom has influence on you. I think his kids have his ear.
They do.
And I think that that they probably speak to him. He may ask them, what do you think of this? He may not see the United States as being in a danger zone of personal security. But if you have the hunters out there, that's at least the first step in the right direction, in my opinion.
Yes,
I agree.
And his son, specifically Donald Trump Jr., is such of a huge Second Amendment supporter. He was at SHOT Show a couple years ago, and we met him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Where's that selfie?
Heavily guarded by many, many Secret Service agents.
I bet. I think they're going to bend his ear as often as they can, because we've seen countries in the history of the planet, you take away the guns, guess what? Extermination comes next. And not to go into big history lessons, but it's bad. If you're thinking, oh, we need to get rid of all the guns, and we could talk about last Sunday's shooting at the church, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, we could get into that, and I also want to talk about, Jake, you mentioned that... More important than anything is the state's reaction to gun laws, and because that's what's really going to affect you day to day. And there's some changes, some things that are happening here in the state of Missouri and, of course, in the state of Illinois also as we go into 2020 that is going to have some effect on Second Amendment rights. So we'll get into a little bit of that when we get back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. The guys from Osage County Guns are sticking around. You should, too. Back in a second. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with Bo Matthews and Chad Ellis, and John and Jake from Osage County Guns are here. Mentioned it earlier, you guys opened up in Wright City just in 2019. 2020 will be your first full year in your new location. Big, huge, beautiful store out there in Wright City. If people haven't been there yet or just getting to know you guys, tell people where you're at, how they can find you on the internet, social media, all that
absolutely.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. So, you know, easy to find us. We're highly visible on the internet. You can find us on Google. Just Google Osage County Guns. We're on Facebook, Twitter, a little bit of YouTube. We're located just about 30 minutes from St. Charles, right? Mm-hmm. Just an hour, you know, 50-minute drive from the radio station here. So from downtown St. Louis, 50-minute drive, easy to get there, just straight up 6440 or 70. And we're just past Wentzville. You know, we've got a huge selection. And one of the things that's, I think, going to be great for the new year is this is the time of all the new firearms are being released. SHOT Show's coming up. So we've got awesome new exciting guns coming out. Colt's bringing back the Python.
Oh, nice.
Ruger's got a new 5.7 pistol. So we'll have those as quickly as they can be had. We've already started placing orders with anybody that's taking them for the new product. So, you know, thanks to our volume, we have a very good chance of getting the harder to get firearms. Yeah. So if you're looking for that stuff, pop in and definitely check it out. And then we're also wanting to thank our listeners here. So Jake and I were chatting. If you do come in, mention the show, and with any $50 purchase, you get a free Osage County Guns shirt. And
if
you
buy
a firearm, you get a free shirt and a hat.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. Just mention Second Amendment Radio. That's really cool. And you said that you're highly visible on the web. You guys are also highly visible from the highway.
Yeah.
I was coming home from the lake just last weekend, and we're kind of weirdos. We leave, we like to spend Saturdays at the lake but have Sundays back home, so we drive home in the middle of the night. We leave at like 11 o'clock. So we're getting back into St. Louis, and I'm coming down the highway at like 1 in the morning last Sunday, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, there's Osage County Guns! Like, you guys have the huge lit bright sign, and it's right there on the highway. So once you're out there, you really can't miss it.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's an attraction out that way.
Yeah.
It is. No, I literally, I was like, I woke up my wife. I was like, look, it's like it was Disneyland or something. We mentioned in that last break, we're talking about national laws and how they affect Second Amendment rights and everything. But here in the state of Missouri, we are, as we go into 2020, medical marijuana is now a thing that is legal here in the state. And recreational marijuana is now legal in the state of Illinois. And that is creating some confusion and some new issues for you guys to deal with and for people that want to buy firearms to deal with. So explain how that works. If you are a patient, maybe you have cancer or you have some other reason that your doctor is prescribing you marijuana, and now you also want to go and purchase a firearm to protect yourself or your home or whatever, that's going to be a problem. So kind of explain how the medical marijuana situation that is now legal in the state of Missouri is going to affect your customers.
Sure. Well, you have to look at it as, and every time you look at firearms, they're state and federal. Mm-hmm. And what a state may allow and what federal allows, they're not always copacetic. They don't always jive together. Right. So what we have to look at is marijuana technically still is governed by the federal government as a narcotic and a drug. And therefore, there are it is illegal technically by the federal statute. Now, because a state comes in and says, hey, state-wise, you're able to have it, that's not more strict than the federal law. Therefore, federal overrules the state rule, and therefore, marijuana is illegal. So purchasing a firearm, you have a federal document that you have to fill out, and on there it asks you, are you unlawful? Federally, marijuana is unlawful. Then you have to answer the proper question. If you answer it the right or wrong way, you're relying on a federal document.
Right.
There's another felony on top of that.
Right.
So it's a really touchy subject.
Unfortunately, I think that's a really important point to make, that there are probably some people that are listening or that, you know, would go to buy that and they would think to themselves, well, I'll just say no. I have a prescription from my doctor. I'm not really doing anything wrong. So I'm just going to say no and nobody will ever find out. Well, maybe. But also, like you said, you're lying on a federal document.
It's considered perjury.
Which is a felony.
Yep.
And is not a risk that anybody should be taking to try to somehow subvert the system.
I would also offer, you know, not to be a conspiracy theorist here. However, we've seen the amount of excitement and vigor being used to attack the president and this industry. Medical data is data. It's accessible. So when a prescription is written, it's in a system. When a background check is run, while they don't know what you're buying, they know that a background check has been conducted.
Yep.
And the way that they're attempting to share data between these systems, it's plausible to assume that the fact that a person has a prescription that has been filled is going to be shared with the FBI because they want to stop and restrict firearm
access. That is all starting to be more connected than ever.
So don't assume because you think that data is HIPAA protected. I don't trust that data is HIPAA protected.
No, and it'll get even more invasive in our lives.
Yep.
So if you go to one gun store and you fill out the form accurately, honestly, and you have a medical marijuana card, they turn you down. The report comes back, you cannot sell them a firearm. And they go to another gun store and answer it falsely. They are committing perjury and it's a felony. But would that get caught in the system that
our data is not transmitted. So at the point to where you answer that you are unlawfully using marijuana, we terminate the sale. So we don't even complete a background check because at that point the sale has been canceled and we don't move any further. So there's nothing data wise that's transmitted for a background check. So it would be like it never happened in terms of the other store you went to. Again, just assuming that data is not shared. You know, the medical data.
Yet.
Yeah. And that's just really important stuff that people need to realize. I mean, you know, laws are changing. Hopefully they get it figured out. I know that we've had people like State Rep Nick Schroer on this show many times saying that they are trying to reconcile the differences. But as long as it's illegal federally, I don't know how the states can
not only that, I mean, I think it's probably less likely that a Trump administration prosecutes something like that. But The hypocrisy in the left is that while they want to support legalizing marijuana, they would totally use that to attack gun owners and weaponize the database of prescribers and then utilize that access to the, their access to, say, the FBI's database and go after as many people as they could.
And it's the lawmakers that can make that connection happen. That's scary. So, not a conspiracy theory at all.
You mentioned Colt bringing back one of their firearms. What else are you guys excited for in 2020? Are there any new things happening, changes that you guys are really looking forward to?
Yes. So SHOT Show is January 20th through the 24th. That's the biggest firearm expo in the country. It's kind of like the Detroit Auto Show where all the new, the latest and greatest is on display. Manufacturers have created a trend where they start leaking out their products ahead of time because it creates more fanfare
for them.
Thanks to social media, you know, the manufacturers actually start releasing their products before the show, but it helps create excitement because you're not going to put them in your hands until you get to the show. And so Colt is bringing back an icon in their revolver, the Colt Python. Ruger has thrown two curveballs out in the last couple weeks. One is a very simple LCP chambered in 22. Inexpensive. LCP is typically a 380. But what they threw the big curveball on Tuesday, they released the Ruger 5.7, which is a very unique cartridge, the 5.7 by 28. And that is a cartridge people will recognize because the Fort Hood shooter used the FN 5.7 pistol, and the pistol was already, I would say, somewhat, you know, famous because it was so unique, but it became very visible in the media spotlight during that shooting. So if you aren't familiar with just saying FN 5.7, the Fort Hood shooting might ring a bell.
So do you you guys have gone several times to SHOT Show?
Yes.
Like for years and years?
Yes.
Last year, was there anything that shocked you that, wow, this is on the market now?
The
optics, anything like that?
Last year was lackluster.
okay, let's go.
They probably know that, right?
Everybody was disappointed. And I think part of it is that for the years prior, there was heavy investment in R&D. And with the pullback of the market, everybody's profits have been slashed. And I think the manufacturers have pulled back to R&D budgets. So we're not seeing as much in you know new, cool, just off-the-wall stuff. But what Ruger did with their release, which is it's been huge. We're seeing massive traffic on our website for it. And it's they've released this firearm from FN, the same virtually the same pistol, is $1,200. Ruger's is going to have a street selling price of between $700 and $800. So, you know, you're cutting almost a third the price. And the pistol does look really nice. you know, so I think what we're seeing is some changes in the market where they can release a product that's not going to totally break the bank for them and, and not have a huge risk of something totally crazy off the wall, but it is something that consumers demand. And like the Colt, people have been screaming for years, bring back, you know, bring back these classic revolvers, and now they're doing it.
Right.
That's cool. And it, whether it is a revolver or you're looking for home defense or sports shooting or hunting, the good news is that Osage County Guns has you covered on all of it.
Yes.
One more time before we have to go, how can people find you guys online, social media, all that stuff?
We are at osagecountyguns.com. It's long. We know it. We apologize. So use Google. It'll correct it.
It's a big website for a really big store. Right?
That's right.
I mean, what's OCG.com? I know you checked into it, didn't you?
I don't know who has it.
Okay.
It was not available. Yeah.
And Facebook?
Facebook,
Twitter,
Osage County Guns. Twitter, Osage County Guns. Instagram, we're everywhere. So definitely check us out. We will cover SHOT Show. I'll be there blogging. I'll be posting on Instagram and Facebook and writing blog content. So the whole week we'll be covering all the new releases. And, you know, literally anything that comes up as a surprise. Jake is our My Mind buyer. He'll be purchasing anything that can be bought at the show. We'll start the orders for anything that's available now. Orders are in.
Do you have I'm sorry. Do you have to be in the industry to be at that show?
You do.
Okay.
It is for law enforcement and you know, industry specific, so media and then gun dealers and manufacturers.
We're going to make you our official correspondent.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I like that.
Good, good stuff. All right. That is John and Jake from Osage County Guns. Thank you guys for coming in. Thanks for everything you do for the show. It's great to see you, and we'll talk
to you
again
real soon. Thank you. We appreciate
it. All right. That is going to do it for another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. For my partner, Bo Matthews, and our producer, Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you for listening. We'll see you back here next weekend.